All right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Sam Bushman. I'm the operations director or the vice president of operations of the CSPOA. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Become a member today, CSPOA.org. And once again, we'd like to welcome the good sheriff back to his own show. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Sam. It's great to be with you this beautiful Tuesday morning. And I do mean beautiful here in Arizona. So
yes,
thanks so much.
It is.
And Sam, how do we start the show?
The quote of the day, baby.
Quote of the day right here. Supreme Court decision. One time, at least one time, where the Supreme Court did not try to make law, did not try to legislate from the bench, but just gave us a history lesson of the truth. And here's another one from this wonderful decision. Quoting Justice Scalia, while he's quoting the New York versus United States case, he said, quote, "We have held, however, that state legislatures are not subject to federal direction," end quote.
I want echoes. Not, subject.
Not. To so if we're not subject to federal direction, Sam, they are not our boss. Put an end to that.
They try to argue that with us all the time, ladies and gentlemen, but what they're really doing is arguing with the Supreme Court. And what I find comical is whenever we say we don't have to obey something, they say we're off our rockers, crazy, who do we think we are? But then they run around and do the same thing whenever the whim fits their fancy, right?
I think from now on, before I talk to any reporter, I'm going to require that they read that three times.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that ought to hammer home that the problem is they'll just dismiss that because they have so hardcore in their minds, ladies and gentlemen, in their minds about that they just believe that, hey, the sheriffs are white supremacists, the sheriffs are extremists, the sheriffs think they're gods to the point where they can't even see straight. I literally argued with the reporter for like 4 hours on this from Reuters, and finally the reporter just basically gave up and won't talk to me anymore. So all I'm telling you is this is the kind of stuff we deal with on a daily basis at the CSPOA, Sheriff.
The truth will do that, Sam. Oh, and by the way, I got to make a political statement today. I mean, I need to make a liberty statement. Anyway, I really hope that all Texans are getting out to the polls today to get rid of their current governor and put Alan West in. I really am praying that this freedom candidate has a chance to win. He's been ahead in the polls. He's a good man. He is a solid constitutional candidate. I spoke with him just a couple of days ago while I was in at our event that Tanya went with me to Sedona. And we're praying for Colonel West and his family and for Texas that they can return to leadership that will be and have some sort of resemblance of the spirit of Texas and the spirit of the Alamo. So enough said. Let's get on with our guest.
Hold on. Before we do, don't we need to shout out and give a big shout out to Weston too?
Weston Martinez
is running
as
the Republican candidate in the election for Texas Land Commissioner. That's a huge unknown about position in government, ladies and gentlemen. And if you really got Weston Martinez in there along with some of these other people, you would truly see a sea change even in so-called conservative Texas. All I'm telling you is this is huge. We need to remember that.
Absolutely. Too. Yeah. Go get
them, Texas. All right, introduce the guests, sir.
Start us on our roll, Texas. Go get them.
Amen. Sheriff, you want to do the honors?
Well, I know his name, Jack Frost, and we could start off a bunch of jokes there, and I'm sure he's lived with them for his whole life. But as you said earlier, we have a state director of California, CSPOA state director Jack Frost, who's been very active in the freedom movement, obviously, or he wouldn't be working with us as state director. But we love that people in California still believe in freedom. Normally I tell people in California, if you want to do something for freedom, you got to move. And that might still be true, but I love the people in California who want to stay there and fight for freedom. So, yes, Jack Frost, welcome to the Sheriff Mac Show.
Well, thank you both for having me. I guess I should mention it's getting harder and harder to leave California now because we can't. There's not enough U-Hauls. So we can't get the U-Hauls in order to move out of the state.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's factual.
To keep us in the state, there's not enough U-Hauls to get us out of here.
Oh, that's factual. Gosh. I remember Sheriff Mack had me looking into some vehicles to go east as well, Sheriff. Remember? And I said, well, you might have to do it from Phoenix because you can't do it in California. I'm even here to tell you I researched and back up Jack's claim.
We'll drive one. We'll drive you one over there, Jack, or you can fly over here and rent one and then go back. And then you can bring it back to Arizona. Awesome. You could move to Arizona. In fact, you need to go pick it up wherever you're moving and then get back and then go back. But oh my God!
Maybe that's the answer, and it might be cheaper to do it that way because a friend of mine moved his business from Roseville, which is Northern California, to Boise. Mm-hmm. It cost him $2,000 to rent the U-Haul. When he got to Boise, he said, "I'm just curious, how much does it cost me if I want to rent this U-Haul and go back to California?" They said $49. $49 because they needed to get them back to California as soon as they could.
Oh my God. Yeah,
it is hard to even comprehend, isn't it?
Welcome to the People's Republic of California, man.
Yeah. All right, before we go on, though, ladies and gentlemen, I want to make sure we add this about Jack Frost. He's also executive director of the Sacramento Taxpayers Association, SACTAX.org is the website for that. He's also involved in some pro small business organizations, etc. The guy's just multi-talented, Sheriff.
He is? Well, man, he reminds me of me.
Yeah, that sounds, I don't know who you're talking about there, but yeah. we're having a lot of fun, Sam and Sheriff Mac here in California. I know from the outside it looks pretty dismal, but we have freedom patriot organizations by the hundreds that are forming all over California. They're starting to wake up and smell the coffee, and it's really gratifying. And CSPOA, I think, is going to be a really important link between the things that we're doing with the taxpayers and also my pro-small business advocacy is with the small business community. So there's really three communities working together that is going to be the component of winning our freedom and our liberty back. And it's the small business community, because government's trying to kill the small business community because they can't control them. And so that's a really energetic community that needs our help. The faith-based community is losing their, during this COVID, they were trying to force churches to close, even though that's not constitutional. And then you've got the parents that are madder than Billy be darned. And when you get the mamas mad, when you get the parents mad, and they're out there protecting their kids, you have a lot of passion. So you start pulling those three communities together, the faith-based community, the small business community, and the schools and everything that's going on in there with the parents. And you've got a lot of people that are waking up. And they're realizing that when they get involved, they can make a difference. And the only way we're going to change this country and get us back to where we used to be is one county at a time. That's where it's got to happen. One county.
Ladies and
at
gentlemen,
a time.
This is a perfect.
Jack talks about this all the time.
This is a perfect dovetail to put the CSPOA at the center of all this. When we say one county at a time, and then you start to say, well, hey, let's have the sheriff, the chief executive in the county take the lead, and then you think about Sheriff Mac's book and you go, the county sheriff, America's last hope. People are getting it, ladies and gentlemen. People are bringing together all these groups into one great solution oriented organization. Sheriff,
that is correct, sir. And I think it's really relevant here that people understand the CSPOA is not the end. The CSPOA is just an avenue to get to the end, and the end is liberty. So we hope people join CSPOA. We hope that everyone listening to this program will become a member of the posse or donate to what we are trying to do. It's really gratifying. Yesterday, we received some good donations in the mail, and it just warms my heart to see people dedicated to a peaceful solution. And I still have put this out wherever I go. I spoke with a wonderful sheriff from Yavapai County in Arizona on Friday, and I asked him, "Do you see any other peaceful solution, peaceful, effective, and immediate solution to what's going on in the world and especially our country? That is this bold and effective, and constitutional and lawful?" And he said no. And I asked it to a large group of people that came to our seminar. And no one has any other solution. I mean, they have other, like, your sheriff needs to be doing this, or your sheriff needs to be doing the issue of bond, because every public official has to be bonded, and he should require that everybody be bonded. There's always a making sure that the Second Amendment is secure. How about this one? Somebody brought this up too at the meeting, and I've been talking about this for a long time. I think it's time that we start addressing this with sheriffs. Why do we allow the IRS to come into our counties and victimize people? Democrats and Republicans in Washington, D.C. are not going to stop the abuse of the IRS. We've put up with their criminality for about 75 years, 80 years, and it's time to put them where they belong, and that is not in our counties victimizing our people. And the sheriffs can stop every bit of the abuse from Washington, D.C. We are not subject to federal direction. The cross on that is,
yes, they can.
They are subject to us.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's make this very clear for some of the timid sheriffs out there that are going, whoa, wait, hold on. I'm not going to mix it up with the IRS. Let me explain to you, sheriffs, what we're asking you to do. We're asking you to defend the people's rights to due process. We're asking you to defend the people's rights of innocent until proven guilty. These are not radical statements. These are fundamental underpinnings of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We're appealing to the rule of law here, sheriffs. Okay? Yeah. Let's be very clear indeed. We're only asking you to research the facts and then demand that government officials, especially in this case the IRS, whom we're highlighting, that they have their act together, that they've really afforded due process of law before leaning property, before bashing in doors, before arresting citizens, before dragging people into specialty tax courts, in my opinion, star chambers. Okay, we're asking you to do your due diligence, Sheriff, and say, is there due process afforded here? And not mock due process. I'm talking about real due process. Is the court case still continuing, for example? If it is, you have no business taking action until the court case is won or lost on its merits. Does the person not only have the ability to get their day in court, but do they have a jury of their peers? Okay, all these fundamentals are due process. All we're asking sheriffs to do is demand that happen, Sheriff.
Hey, well, yeah, exactly. And thank you, Sam. And in fact, I wanted to ask Jack this. Sam, you know, I always ask this question. I was going to ask you, Jack, what is the worst threat, the worst problem, the worst thing happening? I guess we could ask that in California, but we could also make it nationwide. What is the number one biggest problem that America is facing today? If you want to do California and America, great, but I'd like to hear what you have to say. You've been in the freedom movement for a long time. What is the number one problem facing America today?
I think it's government overreach. I don't think there's anything else close to it. I think the government is trying to control every single aspect of our life. They're trying to control what goes on in our churches, what goes on in our small business community, what goes on in our schools. I mean, they're even telling us that the taxpayers who are paying for their children's education don't have any input in the curriculum. I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah, they don't want to interrupt the curriculum monopoly that the NEA has on our schools. That's what they don't want to interrupt.
And that's exactly right. And the unions just have so much control. I mean, now you've got teachers who are walking out of the classroom because the parents and the students, first of all, have gone on strike. In California, we've got a lot of schools where the students are not wearing their mask anymore. They're done with it.
Good. And tell them all to go home. Tell them all to go home and do homeschooling. They should all be leaving all across the country. Leave those communist schools and go home and teach your kids proper history. Yeah.
Well, the advantage to doing that is you take the money away. When the parents realize they're not getting their money's worth, they don't send their kids to the public school. When the public school loses the funding, then they're going to realize they're in competition. The old free enterprise system comes back and bites them right in the rear end, because now in order to get those students back to get the money that they need for the teachers, they're going to have to figure out how to get those kids back. They might have to actually try to sell a product that teaches our kids something. But the mass mandates is really what has started to really turn around and create the passion. We're starting to win. And all of a sudden we're starting to see the governor is starting to try to figure out how does he loosen the requirements a little bit. Because when the students don't wear the mask, and when the parents are telling them they don't have to wear a mask, they're just basically resisting. And when the people start resisting, the government has to figure out, what do we do for our next trick? So all of a sudden, the rules are starting to change. It's amazing.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the good news.
The power of the people. The power of the people if they just use it.
Amen.
The good news, Sheriff, is this. You know what? People are gaining knowledge. And as they do, people are deciding to stand up and be bold and take action. Jack Frost is one of them. He's the CSPOA state director for the huge state of California, ladies and gentlemen. And they are putting together an incredible training, CSPOA training in Northern California for sheriffs, deputies, law enforcement, elected representatives, and citizens who want to understand the Constitution and the responsibilities, that come with their oath of office. It's happening April the 2nd. It's a Saturday all day long. Jack?
Well, we're really excited. And I want to emphasize the folks that we're inviting to this training on April 2nd. What I want to emphasize is we're not only inviting the sheriff, but we're inviting all three levels. There's sort of three jurisdictions in California. I'm sure it's the same way in most states. We've got the sheriff, we've got the police, the municipal police department, and then we've got the highway patrol. All three of those jurisdictions do the same thing. They raise your right hand and they solemnly swear to support the U.S. Constitution. Now, along with that, we've got the elected representatives from all levels of government. They raise their right hand and they swear to uphold and defend the Constitution. So that oath of office is really important. The problem is the third group, which are the citizens who are also being invited, they need to know their rights. If they don't know their rights, how are they going to hold their elected officials, which includes the sheriff, to their oath of office if they don't even understand what it is themselves? So it's really the combination between those three that really will make this training really effective. And we're really excited. There's 58 counties in California. We are working right now with 9 Northern California counties to support this training program on April 2nd. It's going to be at Glad Tidings Church. It's in Yuba City. Registration is going to start at 7:30. We're going to get the meeting going promptly at 8:30. What will be interesting is all the people that come will have their own color badges. So the citizens will know who the elected representatives are, and they'll know who the law enforcement are. They'll get an opportunity for about an hour and during the breaks to kind of meet and talk with and discuss what are the issues in the community that we need help with. it's just as important for the citizens to have the back of law enforcement as it is for law enforcement to have our back. So we've got to work together. We've got to help those that maybe don't understand. We've had 4 or 5 generations now that have gone through school, and they're not teaching the Constitution in school. They don't teach civics anymore. You know, what about the Bill of Rights? So what does any of that mean? So we have sheriffs and police officers and highway patrolmen. They go through the process. They want to be in law enforcement. They get the training. They go through the academy. And then they've got this sort of perfunctory thing that they do, this ceremonial thing that they do at the end where they raise their right hand and they take the oath of office, and they don't even understand the obligation that goes with that oath of office. That's what CSPOA is all about. We've got
it. Ladies and gentlemen, one of our hero sheriffs.
And what that is.
One of our hero sheriffs, Brad Rogers, lays this out about taking the oath that they make public. You know, oftentimes it's just done in quiet venues or whatever where people don't really understand. Brad Rogers is one of the key sheriffs at the CSPOA, former sheriff now because of term limits. But he really championed this idea that I'm going to have you swear an oath, and I'm going to make it public enough to where not only, one, you remember your oath, but two, the American citizens understand what you've done and the oath that you've sworn to. Ladies and gentlemen, do you see why Jack Frost is the California State Director? I'm telling you right now, you need to register today for this incredible conference going on April the 2nd, Saturday. And you can register at GorillaLearningInstitute.org/CSPOA. GorillaLearningInstitute.org/CSPOA. Back in a flash with Jack Frost and Sheriff Mack on Brighteon.tv.
I'm Dr. Brian Artis. This is Dr. Eric Naputi. Dr. Eric Naputi, of all media platforms that are uncensored, what's your favorite?
Brighteon, without question. I mean, I love Brighteon TV, Brighteon Radio. I mean, it is the place to go to get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. People are so sick and tired of being censored, and Brighteon has got this platform that is global. And it's just a blessing to be on it. It's awesome. I love all the people that are on there. And the fact that it's a network that's working together, it kind of reminds me of a family, you know, and we're all together doing this for the world, my friend.
Except without crying babies.
Yes.
God bless Mike Adams for all you're doing, buddy. We love you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. I'm the host of the Dr. Hotze Report that airs Mondays at 4 p.m. Central Time on Brighteon.tv. I'll take you behind the scenes so that you can know what's really going on. I believe that you need to have a doctor who can coach you onto a path to health and wellness naturally so that as you mature, you've got energy, vitality, and enthusiasm for life. Do you have low energy, weight gain, allergies, insomnia, anxiety, brain fog, low libido, and joint and muscle pain? At the Hotze Health and Wellness Center, we treat the underlying cause of these symptoms rather than masking them with drugs. We treat for hypothyroidism, sex hormone decline, adrenal fatigue, allergies, yeast, and nutritional deficiencies. This is Dr. Hotze saying, take charge of your health.
Call today at 281-698-8698. Mention Patriot and receive 10% off your initial visit and a free copy of Dr. Hotze's book. Do a 180.
Treasure Island coins and precious metals. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says, 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal security during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments of real gold and silver are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. You can also hold precious metals in your IRA. This allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Your metals are held in the form of physical coins and bars in a private depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrighteonMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial security. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals, in business since 1976. Visit BrighteonMetals.com today.
Oh, yeah. The Sheriff Mac Show continues, ladies and gentlemen. CSPOA.org. Become a lifetime member today, as I am already. CSPOA.org. We're talking to Jack Frost, California State Director for the CSPOA. And we're talking about the CSPOA training he's put together in Northern California, virtually for everybody on the planet, if you will. And would like you to attend, sign up immediately, GorillaLearningInstitute.org/CSPOA. And there's so many great speakers there. There's going to be Sheriff Mack. There's going to be Chris Ann Hall. We've got some videos from some other incredible speakers, Michael Peruka and a couple of former sheriffs, etc. It's going to be incredible. Some of the topics that we'll be teaching about and discussing. First one, I'm going to hit the ball to you, Sheriff. The greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered, sir.
Well, it was quite a miracle. And the more I look at it, I mean, every time I look at it, I go, man, did the Supreme Court really do this? Did Justice Scalia really do this most amazing decision? And the reason it's so easy to promote this decision is because it wasn't a political dogma. It wasn't partisan. It was simply a history lesson in SCOTUS jurisprudence, American fundamental principles, and our foundation as a country on the principles of natural rights. And when he quotes the Federalist Papers and quotes the Constitution, quotes the Bill of Rights, and quotes the founders, of course, if you're quoting the Federalist Papers, you're quoting the founding fathers, at least three or four of them. I'm just amazed by it. And I'm proud that I was a small part in this. And every American needs to read this decision. It is extremely powerful.
Yes, and it, ladies and gentlemen, can I interrupt Sheriff Max, like I've got this small part in this thing? Ladies and gentlemen, he was the only sheriff to stand up at first to take on the out-of-control, belligerent, I'm telling you, crazy overreach feds. Tremendous stuff, ladies and gentlemen. The greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered. More details on that at CSPOA.org and at the incredible conference going on April the 2nd in Northern California. Sign up today, GorillaLearningInstitute.org/CSPOA. And we're also going to be showing a video. Yes, sir.
I want to interrupt and make sure that we tell everybody on here about our webinar on Thursday.
Yes, indeed. Go.
Folks, at 4 o'clock Thursday Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Mountain, 1 o'clock Pacific. So that's for you, Jack, and your crew.
Thank you, sir.
And Sam, you were trying to tell everybody earlier how smart Jack was. That's his wife. She runs the smart department.
Good point. That's correct.
So anyway, this Thursday afternoon, early afternoon in California, later afternoon in New York, we're doing a highlighted review of everything the CSPOA did in 2021.
And folks, it was epic.
It really was. I mean, I was too busy traveling and going all over the country and doing seminars, but just the fact that this old man did 72 public presentations and seminars in 2021 alone. Plus,
but he's not as old as he's not as old as the amount of seminars he did, though.
No, almost. But yeah, that's true. And so we want to share that with everybody. We want to share the impact and significance of the CSPOA work. And we want to share that with all of you. And as a matter of fact, special guest Mike Adams will be on our webinar with us. Brighty on TV will be carrying it live.
It'll be on Channel 2. It'll be on the Brighty on Channel 2, because that's where special events are. Right.
Correct. So we're thrilled with this. And we thank Brighty on TV and Mike Adams for participating with us. But there will be current sheriffs. As you mentioned, former Sheriff Brad Rogers, he'll be there. And we're going to have an amazing good time with you sharing everything we did in 2021 and then announcing some of the things that we will be doing in 2022 to restore America. And folks, just so you know, we are quadrupling down on all of our efforts. We want to take America back this year. No more pie in the sky, I hope we do it thing. We're making it happen this year.
So 4 o'clock Eastern time this Thursday. Get the link to watch live, CSPOA.org. You can also watch it on the Brighty on TV channel 2. It's going to be a star-studded event.
It's free.
It's what?
It's free.
It's free.
It is free, ladies and gentlemen. But let me be very clear for 1 second. I want you to understand the money that you give us as you become a member of the CSPOA or as you buy Sheriff Mack's books and materials, et cetera, to help people understand and train and teach about the supreme law of the land and the oath of office and everything else. All the sacred funds that we receive from that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, we don't consider it just fun money or big money. We consider it sacred funds to carry out our God-given mission. Sheriff, do you want to speak to that for a second? Because I think people need to understand how we look at the incredible support we're receiving financially and what we're able to do with it. That's a sacred cause for us.
Well, and first and foremost, it's not going to work if we don't have some financial support, if we don't have finances to do all these things. I mean, look at the money that went in to what we did last year. The convention in the Woodlands, 72 different public presentations by yours truly. Our Vice President Rick Dalton did another 10, and he did some with me. So there was a lot of duplication there, and there was a lot of effort. Sam Bushman was doing that's you, Sam. He did webinars and trips with us. Takes his family, takes his daughter to the Woodlands to help out there. And everybody, the volunteers that work for us, it's astonishing. But we've done this on a shoestring budget. And now we've increased our membership in the CSPOA posse. And because of that, because of your donations, we are able to do these things. Flights cost, gasoline costs. In fact, now we're looking at double the cost on gasoline. So flights are going to start going up as well. And yes, for now, I'm still flying. But folks,
and you got to point that little thing like on gas pumps and say, he did it, right, Sheriff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I thought that was really funny on the news today. It said the price of gas or a barrel is over $101 today. And the last time that happened was 2014. Yeah, when Barack Obama was in there. So Barack Obama A and Barack Obama B, Biden. Funny how that happens under these Democrats, socialists, communists, and everybody's just, oh yeah, price is up again. Oh yeah. Well, you know, the history of it is these socialists are not the answer and they're not the solution. They are destroying our country. And here we go again, the destruction of America. Anyway, to answer your question, Sam, we do think these funds are sacred, and we absolutely treasure this support from our posse members and from the people of this country who have dedicated themselves to the holy cause of liberty. We have gratitude in our hearts for each of you.
And we do feel a sense of transparency and a need to provide an accounting or accountability for all the sacred funds and all the support that we've received. And this event, this Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern, that's 3 Central, 2 Mountain, 1 Pacific, we're going to be live really showing you what we've done in 2021 and what we'll do in 2022. Man, I'm getting to be a poet, ladies and gentlemen. But understand the CSPOA training in California is just as important. It's happening in Northern California, April the 2nd, all day Saturday. Become registered and go to this event, please. GorillaLearningInstitute.org/CSPOA. Sheriff?
Very good. Yeah, I got to ask Jack.
Hey, Sam, let me also mention, you can go to CSPOA.org. And you can find, you can register there as well. The flyer is up and on the events link. So if they if they forget GorillaLearningInstitute.org/CSPOA, just go to CSPOA.org, sign up, join the posse, sign up for the April 2nd. It's that easy.
Fantastic, Sheriff.
Thank you for that, Jack. Yeah, thank you. Jack, we're really glad to have you on board, but I got to ask you, what brought you to the CSPOA?
I accidentally came across your website and I saw your video and then I my wife and I both joined about 6 or 8 months ago and we started watching the videos. The videos that you have posted on that website from a lot of the conferences that you've had with sheriffs and current sheriffs and past sheriffs and police officers and constitutional attorneys. The information there is unbelievable. And when you listen to these sheriffs talk about what they know is constitutional, and then you start looking around at what's going on in California, you're saying, gee, what country am I living in? Because things don't seem to be the same here.
You live in the People's Republic of California, but enough said.
Well, you know, one more thing I just want to get in here is all of these things that are going on, the high inflation, the increase in the crime rate, all these things are in the high gas prices. Who are those policies hurting the most? They're hurting the middle class and the lower income people the most. Those are the people that the Democrats have always said we want to protect. And now their policies are hurting those people worse than anybody else. And those people are starting to figure it out. They're starting to wake up. And that's a good thing.
Well, the Democrats, the socialists come in and destroy everything and then tell the people that they want to help the most that they'll send them another stimulus check. Yeah.
And those stimulus checks, of course, they grow on trees. They don't come out of our pocket. Yeah, it's all free money. Yeah. Just print some more.
Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I got to move on to a couple of other topics and get a few things in that's really important to understand. At this training, you're going to learn in Northern California, of course, about the greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered, but you're also going to learn about the rule of law, what the Declaration of Independence and Michael Perutka, constitutional attorney, call pretend legislation. We're going to talk about which law do I follow, the bureaucrats making edicts from on high, or the rule of law, the U.S. Supreme of the law, Constitution for the United States of America, and your given state constitutions. We're going to talk about the Bill of Rights. We're going to talk about Not in My County. Brad Rogers literally is like Barry Bonds and hits it out of the park, folks. Not only that, California Constitution will be discussed in detail. And then the plan of action. What are we to do? Jack, that's kind of a summary of what will be discussed at the incredible event you put together.
Well, what's exciting is we're going to have a breakout session, and it'll be an opportunity for Sheriff Mack to really work with our law enforcement and also our elected officials. And while they're working on the issues of the day that are really important that that those two groups need to know about, we're going to have Chris Ann Hall and a breakout session with the citizens to talk about what do we do next? What do we need to do to go forward to continue this training? Because this is just one training, and we're only going to be able to reach out to a small group of people. So we have to have an ongoing effort to continue after this training that we can move out into these 9 counties so that we continue to touch more law enforcement, more elected officials, more citizens to understand the Constitution and their rights that we have to stand up and fight for.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, an incredible event. Sheriff?
Well, I wanted to thank Jack. I hope a lot more people accidentally find their way to our website and can see the tremendous education that we provide and the products that we provide and the solution that we are about. Now, we didn't create the solution. We're just trying to reinforce it as part of federalism and the division of powers between, and the separation of powers between the states and federal government. And that Madison said that we could safely rely on the states to erect the barriers against the federal encroachments. I really believe that that's key to all of this. And what I want to really stress is that the CSPOA is all about keeping this movement for liberty peaceful. And if we have the sheriffs on board, we will keep this peaceful. If we don't, I don't think there's any way that it will remain peaceful.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're praying for a peaceful outcome, and we're working our guts out to make that happen. That's for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to really talk about the plan of action to what are we to do will be one of the big focuses. You know what? That's what's happening in 2022 that we'll be discussing in our webinar on Thursday, 4 o'clock Eastern time, Brighteon TV second channel. And of course, we'll have the link at cspoa.org for you to watch this free event coming up on Thursday. A report on 2021 and a look ahead to 2022 coming up. Now, I got a couple of stories that I want to bounce off both of you. Be fairly short in your comments because I want to get all the stories in. First one, though, says this. Medication-induced abortions accounted for 54% of all abortions in the United States in 2020. That's according to the Guttmacher Institute. And they say abortion pills have grown in popularity since they were first introduced in the year 2000. Now, they say COVID is now the reason that you don't have to talk to a doctor specifically. You can just have a webinar with your doctor and then get murderous drugs, ladies and gentlemen. The chemical abortions end pregnancies through a two-drug regimen, if you will. The first drug, believe it or not, blocks the natural hormone progesterone, starving the developing baby of nutrients. So first off, you just starve the baby to death in the mother. Then secondly, the second drug induces labor to expel the baby. Literally, yeetus the fetus is the idea, ladies and gentlemen. It is sickening. And so even when we think we're making tremendous progress jettisoning abortion clinics, and we are, and that's wonderful, they're just moving to a chemical murder. So all you got to do is just have a webinar with your doctor and hey, and then he sends you this, you know, discreet envelope full of murder pills. Sheriff first, then Jack.
Well, Sam, it's astonishing that most laws in every state cover if you murder a mother and she's pregnant and that baby dies as well, you've committed two murders. However, now we turn right around and say, but it's okay if the mother murders her own baby. That's never been okay. Murder is murder. And this whole thought that baby belongs to the mother is absolute insanity. That baby belongs to nature or nature's God. And if you willingly participated in that process, you are responsible for your choices and accountable to a much higher authority for your choices. And we know sometimes those are easy, but you don't blame the baby. You don't murder a baby. And there's ways to take care of that. We want to help people with that. And I'm grateful for you bringing that up, Sam. Go ahead, Jack.
Pro-life, ladies and gentlemen, it's vitally important. Jack, 30 seconds on this one.
I think the only thing I could add to what Sheriff Mack mentioned was the statistics are now starting to come out that miscarriages because of the vaccination are up. I've seen statistics 300-500% increase in miscarriages just since the vaccine has been out. And those numbers seem to be growing exponentially. So there's a lot of concern about the vaccine for a lot of reasons.
Amen.
Now, will we see you next topic on the webinar Thursday, Jack?
I'll be there.
All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, many U.S. states,
I got it.
Yeah.
Many U.S. states, ladies and gentlemen, have outlawed vaccine passports, which is great news. But you know what? Red states are selling us out. But the smart health card is being rolled out with help in the private sector to even red states. What is a smart health card, you ask? The smart health card is a digital or printed QR code that provides proof of vaccination or shows recent test results, ladies and gentlemen. The only information they say displayed on the card is the holder's name and date of birth, and then details about the manufacturer and the date that you got your COVID vaccine or your negative test. They say they've got most of the big pharmacy chains, all of the key health systems on this, and several states have agreed to adopt this personal standard. Why do they call it personal? Because they're not mandating it. They're just letting people sign up. So smart health cards are used as verification by a number of bars, restaurants, sporting events, and other huge businesses, not to mention college and universities, for entrance to college in the fall. Whether they realize it or not, ladies and gentlemen, about 200 million people in the United States already have access to this card, okay? It has a person's name, date of birth, and then the details about your vaccinations. Understand this is serious. It's going on right now. And believe it or not, it's huge. It is voluntarily being adopted. But then eventually, they're going to politely let the pigs feast until they build the fence around them and trap them. And then the states are going to spring this going, you got to have this for this, then you got to do this for that, and then you got to, it sounds innocent at first, ladies and gentlemen. And what they're selling is this carrot of freedom. But the big stick will be is when the barn door closes, Sheriff Mack.
Well, it just gets crazier and crazier. And I think kind of the theme has been here that government can use anything. And what they've done is they've used COVID as an excuse to destroy America, increase abortions, take over our country in with socialism and communism, and now promote the violence that is going on across our country. And Biden once told Trump, this is your country, this is your administration, this is your world, this is what you have done. Mr. Biden, take a good look at that, at what you said, and apply it to yourself. We want to be free. We don't want government running our lives. Stay out of our lives and follow the Constitution. You can read the Constitution and see what you're supposed to be doing. And for heaven's sakes, leave us alone.
Amen to that. Final story of the hour, ladies and gentlemen. The Alabama Department of Revenue has threatened to revoke a man's vehicle registration if he doesn't turn in his license plate. Here's what happened. Here's what happened. This guy literally got a license plate from the government. It was a custom one, and it had six letters on it. He drove around with it for like a month, and then they decided to revoke it, saying that he can't have filthy language on his license plate. He had six letters. LGB, and then FJB. Let's go, Brandon. F, Joe Biden, is what you could say it stands for. Now, he did have a, whatever they call those things around your plate, like a plate holder, that did say, let's go, Brandon. So they're pretty sure that's the story. But the man says, you know what? There's no foul language on it. You have no right to assume that I interpret it that way. It's just six letters. Nothing's foul. Nothing's wrong. The government says, hey, you got to stop this. You can't do that. He's saying, yes, I can. The question is, whose plate is it? Is it his? He said he paid $600 to $700 for it. If it's his, he can do what he wants. But if it's the government's, then he says, I don't want it on my truck. Bottom line, it's a big old battle. And the question is, should he be able to have that on his license plate? And whose plate do you think it is? And where do we go from here, Sheriff?
I thought Jack maybe had a comment on that. What do you think, Jack?
Jack?
Well, I think we win either way. If the government owns it, maybe we should get rid of it. And if we own it, then we should be able to do whatever we want to do with it. But I want to go back to the smart health card for just a quick second, because what would scare me about that would be you don't have to have an ID to vote. But what if they decide that you have to have the smart health card to vote? Because so many of us that believe in the Constitution are not going to get the smart health card. So the best way to infringe our voting opportunities is to say you got to have this smart health card to vote. So do you think that could be underneath the carpet someplace?
Well, that's why I say once all the pigs are grazing and fat enough, they'll shut the barn door and we'll be out of luck. And the same thing when it comes to this situation about your license plate. Ladies and gentlemen, we better stand up for liberty or we're going to lose it. CSPOA.org. God save the Republic.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman breaking it down just for you. Wow, it's been a crazy morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you what, it's just insane what's going on. We don't have a lot of time left in the hour, but I wanted to just tell you how much we really appreciate you for listening. All you folks out there on LovingLiberty.net, the incredible Loving Liberty Radio Network, those of you who are on Bridie on Radio, those of you who are partnering with us on the Sheriff Mac Show and Bridie on TV, however you're listening or however you're watching, you know what? God bless you, and thank you so much for your support. You know what? It means the world to us that you're involved in the sacred cause of liberty with us. There's a camaraderie. There's a friendship. There's a familial relationship, a family relationship that really matters here. And your sacred funds, when you donate to us, really matters. You know what? We kind of call this radio network the Widow's Mite Radio Network because, you know what? Compared to the big boys, we don't even have pennies. But you know what? The amount of influence we're able to have by sharing our love of liberty, by educating and training and focusing on solutions, and is unprecedented. It's literally a light on a hill in a dark world, ladies and gentlemen. And it's because of you and your support and your efforts and your listenership and your viewership and your involvement and your funding that makes it all happen. LibertyRoundtable.com and LovingLiberty.net, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to just throw a penny to each of us, we'd be so grateful for your support. I know there's a lot of places you could put your money and your support and your time and your talents and everything else, but we hope you believe, you know what, us carrying the ball matters. We hope to be your partner. We hope to be your confidant. We hope to be your solution-oriented opportunity, if you will. CSPOA.org, LovingLiberty.net, LibertyRoundtable.com, BrideyOn.tv, BrideyOnRadio.com. I mean, it just goes on and on. And the incredible synergism we're putting together right now, it is amazing. And thank all of you for making it happen. We're grateful for you. All right, that's a recap, ladies and gentlemen. 2 hours of hard-hitting talk radio from yours truly. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.